station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's October 25th.
Yes, Thursday. Yes.
We're back with you.
We are.
I hate that wind outside. Let me tell you.
It's so windy.
You like the wind?
I love the wind.
Really?
It makes me feel good. I feel like it's a lot of cleansing that has needed to be done, literally. And I feel like the wind is helping. And it reminds me of home. It really does. And
I don't know. It creates allergies and it destroys things and trees fall and shit like that. I don't know. It just blows me. But, you know, what are you going to do, man?
But I feel like, you know, last night, listening to the sound of it and also, like, the lights were going on and off, and, like, electricity was, like, kind of playing this little thing. Oh. I kind of liked it. It reminded me of the storms at home, the windstorms. I really liked it, and I need to turn my phone down. but I really liked the feel of it, and I had the door open even though it was cold, and it just made me feel good. And then this morning, I took a walk along the river with a friend, and it just was cleansing.
You liked it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You took a walk at the down the Los Angeles River?
Yeah, it's in my backyard, and I haven't done that in a long time. But
Is there a lot of people walking there and stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
In the morning, yeah, there's people walk their dogs and whatnot, and so it's pretty cool. And I just needed to get out. I felt like it needed to be done. I had a very interesting day yesterday.
Did you?
So, yeah, it's hard because, you know, everything that I've been going through with that guy, I'm only going to say this once, but I just found out, you know, you know, what goes around comes around, and eventually it'll get back to him. But he slept with a girl that I knew, like a friend, so-called friend, and she wrote me and wrote me a couple of things, and I thought it was odd, and I confronted him, and he lied, bold-faced
lied. What did she write to you about? I mean, why would she write to you
anyway?
Well,
she wrote to me, and she started asking me a bunch of questions about our relationship, and I thought it was really weird, and was trying to, like, I mean, it was like prying. It was really, really interesting. And I thought that was just really weird and just like, why would you do that? So I asked him, because I don't really talk to her about us. The only time I talked to her was 2 weeks ago.
So she's like a mutual friend you guys
we
both
met her
her
at the same time at a bar.
Yeah.
So, but I remain in contact with her. And I don't know if he knows that or not, but whatever. And yeah, and so...
So he obviously kept in touch with her.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it, and he's like, he acted really strange and was like, what? That's so weird. That's so weird. And I'm like, no one reacts that way, the way he reacted. And it was interesting because when I hung up the phone, I watched my Facebook. And 10 minutes later, she blocked me from Facebook.
Wow.
So I knew that something's he had her number or something, and he called her, and she deleted me. Or blocked me. Not only deleted, but blocked. And I was like, well, why would you do that? If you were just casually asking a relationship question, you know, and you're a friend, you wouldn't just block someone immediately after. Something was going on between them. I'm not stupid. So then, time passed, and I got another message from someone that let me know what was going on and what had happened between them.
Really? Somebody who knew? Really?
I'm not going to talk about where it came from. And so I called him and I said, you need to call me. And he's like, I'm watching the game. And I go, I don't care. You need to figure this out and make time to call me. And he was like, you're a drama queen. And I'm like, because he didn't want to admit that he was wrong. And he didn't want to admit that he just didn't know how to handle the situation, I guess. And all I wanted was truth. And so he's like, this is drama. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm like, okay, buddy, you have no idea that I know everything. And
wow, that's terrible.
It was horrible. And he called and he was at a bar and he was very, I don't know if he was in front of someone. I feel like she was there, which is weird because it didn't make sense after the messages that I got, but whatever. And it was very odd because I had spent the past couple of days with him and I had even said, like, I don't understand. What was the past couple of days then? He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what do you mean? What am I talking about? The past couple of days we were together? Oh, well, yeah, that was nice. Yeah. And it was like someone was listening, and then he, like, it changed. So right. It was like he walked away, and I'm like, that's very childish. And it just showed me a whole new light and what kind of person he really was. And I thought he was someone else to me. Yeah. And I've never seen the side. And I know the true him, but I do know when he gets around certain people and certain friends, he tries to act like a player or something he's not. And I know he's doing it because it's easier for him. And he flat out told me earlier that, you know, a time we had spent had confused him because we had gotten close and he doesn't know how to, he feels guilty and doesn't know how to handle it. And I'm like, that's because we still have something going and you're running away from it. So you need to, like, deal with those feelings instead of run away with it. And anyway, so whatever. Long story short, I asked about everything, and he said no. And I said, I'm going to...
Denied everything.
I am going to ask you... I asked him 7 different times in 7 different ways. And I said, I'm going to ask you again. I need you to tell me the truth, because I already know, but I need to hear it from you. Did you or did you not sleep with her? Did you not see her? Did you not talk to her? No.
Really?
I'm hanging up now. I can't deal with this. Click.
Yeah.
And he hung up.
Wow.
And so that showed me the maturity level of him. Mentality, maturity. I mean, as successful as he is in business, he is the most insecure, immature child in ways, and I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
And I can't explain to you how bad this hurts. And it's not the fact that he's sleeping around with people, it's the fact that he slept with someone that I knew. And the fact that I had asked him before about it, and it's like he did it out of spite for some weird, really weird fucked up reason. And it's like he wanted to hurt me. Like he was trying to push me away. And it's because he was scared. I feel like he was scared of what we had. It was too much. It was like, I mean, honestly, like we were good, but I don't think he's ready for that.
Right.
And he needed time to whore out. That's fine. But
yeah, that's not the way to do it though.
No,
I mean, there's different ways to do it, you know?
It hurt me so bad that honestly, like I've already been crying about it, 'cause I've already like kind of known some things, and, I let a lot of it go, and now I feel good. I mean, it's like a big release in my life, and it sucks because I'm hurt so bad. I can't believe, like, somebody who I loved and will continue to love forever, but I won't speak to him again.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You feel betrayed. I mean, I don't blame you.
Stabbed in the heart.
Completely. That's one thing about cheating, man. I can't do it. I can't stand people doing it. Excuse me. I'm still sick, man. I wasn't going to come in today, but I thought... You know, we've got listeners, so we've got to be here. So put up with my coughing. But, you know, the thing is this, you know, you want to cheat, you get out of you want to screw somebody else, you get out of the relationship first, and then you do it, you know?
Right.
Because it hurts so much.
Well, the thing is we had broken up for 2 weeks, but it was... You go, the first person you go and sleep with is my friend too. That's the problem.
Right.
We were broken up.
I see, okay.
But we were talking about things. So, and we were rekindling, and we had just slept together a couple of days before he slept with her. It was the fact that it was a friend, so-called friend,
because
she's a whore. But, and I also found out a lot about her, like, she has a reputation for getting really drunk and just sleeping with random men, and she's seeing several people right now. Like, I know a lot about her. And he doesn't know that, and, you know, eventually he'll find out, and hopefully he won't get a disease from her.
Yeah.
Because she's the girl that gets really drunk and just sleeps with whatever, and doesn't think about protection because she's just so drunk, and she's like, whatever, fuck me, you know, kind of a person. And you know, and girls can be like that when they're drunk and young, and she has a mentality of, you know, a younger girl, and she's a pure drunk, and I don't see him, I mean, whatever, they can have...
Yeah, you gotta move on, Bridgette. I'm telling you, you gotta move on. I know it hurts a lot, and you gotta mourn the relationship for a while. You know, give yourself a certain period of time to just say, you know, I'm gonna cry over this. I'm gonna mourn the relationship.
I did,
because it is a loss, you know. And
it is.
You know, and it's a terrible
a
feeling.
And it is. It feels like, honestly, in a way, like he died for me.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, that's how I'm looking at it. Is he died, and he's gone, and that's. Fine. I mean, so be it. He has a lot of things to learn, and as much as I care and have loved him, he needs to grow in so many ways, and I hope he realizes what he did, because I was nothing but good. So it's taken a lot, and it's you know, but I feel like I woke up this morning and I'm like, okay, I can do this.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it, Bridget. I'm telling you, you've been through a lot, and, you know, this is, you know, relationships come and go, you know. I mean, the thing is that, I know it's not so much that. I think it's the betrayal. It's the feeling that you don't know the person. You thought you knew them, and you don't know them. It's a lie.
It's someone that I thought I knew, and then I started thinking he lied to me, bold face lied. How many times has he done that before?
Right. Yeah.
What was I? What was I to him? Like, it starts making me think, I guess he never did care. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I know he did because we just had an amazing time together.
Right.
And he flat out told me in the previous conversation that he had backed away the past 2 days, and he had said it was because he didn't know how to handle it all.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot because we are good together and our connection is incredible when we're together.
Yeah.
But he's just not ready, and he's a child and needs to grow in many ways, and he's hurt me bad. But the thing is, and he wonders why he doesn't have very many friends.
Mm.
Well, this is why. Betrayal.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to speak to him again. I don't want to see him. I don't want to be any part of anything. And that's sad because if he just hadn't slept with her, it would have been different.
Right. Except, you know what? The signs have been there for a long time, Brigetta, you know? And the thing is that you've sort of ignored it. And,
I know.
You know, you waited until this thing exploded, and it did, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I can understand, you know? I mean, you love someone, you want to maintain a relationship, you want to keep going, and sometimes you just look the other way and you ignore the signs, you know? But it was all over the place. I mean, you know, I think everybody could see that. You know, the problems you've been having, the way he's been treating you and so forth, you know, so, just based on what you say, I don't know, you know.
No, but, and you're right. I deserve better. And I know that now. And I felt like, when you meet Jan and she comes in, you know, she talks about the shamanic healing. I can't explain to you how deep that really goes. And that is, I see the shifts that are happening in my life. And I never realized like how, I guess I always blame myself.
Mm.
And it's like, after that, I don't blame myself. I know this is not my fault. I know I didn't do anything. I gave him everything I thought I could.
Right.
And I gave it my all, and I kept trying over and over. And he just didn't see it. And eventually, you know, he'll learn, and he'll see, and he'll remember. Yeah. And
hopefully.
Well, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Exactly. It doesn't matter to you, you know.
But I know that it's not me, and that's what matters. And I know that I'll just move on and focus on my career, and in that way things are blossoming. So
and you know what, in hindsight these things always turn out for the best, you know. I mean, you'll see, you'll meet someone else who will treat you better and so forth. And you know, I mean, it's just like, you've got to be patient, and you know, you gotta not be looking, you know. It's gonna come up. I mean, you meet a lot of people, I'm sure something's gonna come up, you know.
Yeah,
because, you know, I mean, I hate to see you suffer like this, you know, and I know what it can be like for breakups, especially this way. And it's, you know, I mean, nobody wants to be in that position, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
but I feel stronger. I mean, I do. I just need to focus on, and that's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on all my work stuff. So, I mean, I've got a lot going on. I've got a store that I'm trying to, you know, open, and I got offered, or I got a really amazing contact yesterday.
Wow.
Which I'm really excited.
Really?
Yeah, actually something just came into my life that it's a company that's willing to train me and take over their business.
Wow.
And it's exactly what I want. It's in Long Beach. So I'm really
excited. How cool.
Yeah, it just came in yesterday. So, you know, I have two options now. I can do my own thing, or I can take over theirs and all their clients they have and learn from them and then open, you know, go from there. But so it's amazing, and things are happening, and I'm focusing on that, and that's what matters. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
And you're going to be at the Harley dealership this weekend.
I will be at Harley this weekend from 11 to 2. So any fans that are out there that want to come say hi, and please cheer me up.
Well, just from 11 to 2, so you won't be there the whole day.
No, I'll be there only from 11 to 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Signing autographs and taking pics and having fun with peeps. It'll be cool.
Awesome. And you'll have your posters there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll have a bunch of stuff to sign. It'll be fun, and it'll be really cool, I think. So I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, it should be cool. You know, I really want to go. I might actually go. It's just a bit too far, but, you
it's
know,
not that far.
It's worth the drive, I guess.
Yeah, it's not that far.
You know, get to be on a Harley, maybe even
test
ride
drive.
Those trikes, you know?
You should. The trikes thing looks amazing. I'm like, I really want to do that. So I think I might get a little there a little bit earlier just so I can, which would be cool. But,
Awesome.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other things coming up that you can talk about?
Well, I'm going to the Halloween party. I just have all kinds of sounds going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sorry. I'm going to a Halloween party on Saturday night, so that'll be good. And I'm being Lilo from Fifth Element, which is awesome. And so that's exciting. And a couple other like Harley things that we're in the process of scheduling. And that's pretty much about it.
Sounds good. Take pictures with your outfit. I'm wondering
I will.
What it'll look like.
It's literally tape.
Really?
Well, it's a cloth outfit. Most people use duct tape because it's just barely covering anything.
Wow.
But it'll be exciting and fun. I'm with a bunch of girls and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
So, I go every year, so it's always a lot of fun with the girls.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna drink because I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
He says he's not going, so I don't believe that though. But the thing is, I just don't want to drink because I don't want to do anything stupid or say anything stupid, and I want to be able to ignore and avoid as much as I can.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Go and have fun. You know, the hell with that, man. There's so many parties out there, and.
And I am, and I need to. I haven't been out in a while, you know, especially I've been locked up with my foot and everything, and I'm feeling better, and I just need to get out. Like, I feel like I have to do this, so. I'm pretty stoked about it, and I'm putting highlights back in my hair tonight, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm trying, I'm going to look like the magazine cover that I had like 2 years ago, so I'm trying to get back to like that color. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what color was that?
It was brown, but a lot of highlights, so I looked very Italian Latin. That could be either, but it was like an in-between. It's like, are you brown or are you blonde? I'm not really sure. It's got a lot of blonde in it, so I'm going back to more towards that, which I feel good about and I'm excited about. So that'll be good.
Yeah, but you got good feedback on this color too, right?
I did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to
I know. I think you look better in blonde, you know?
Thank you.
Well, maybe because that's how I met you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
But it suits you.
Yeah, I'm going to go back towards that. And a lot of things going on, I feel like, but I'm excited and I want to do a shoot soon, so
cool,
which is good. Yeah,
your foot's getting better, huh? You're not using crutches anymore.
No,
good.
It hurts today. I'm actually not sure if I have an appointment today for the doctor or if it's tomorrow, so I have to call after the show and find out because I forget. But yeah, I'm supposed to go see the doctor at some point and find out what's going on, but I'm just able to, my heel is what hurts more than anything.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, because you put all the pressure on it when you walk.
Well, when it fell on me, the bike fell, it fell on that part, the ankle and the heel. So I don't know if it's just a weird tendon or if the bone is bruised or what the hell is going on, but that's the biggest part right now with walking is I can't lean on the heel. That's what's killing me.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of cushion underneath the heel right now to try and like cushion it because that's what's so bad.
Yeah.
That's what's taking forever, I feel like. And the swelling is in the back. So... it's gone down a lot with the acupuncture. It's really helped, which is great. But so.
It was funny. I saw a couple pictures of you planking with your
boot. Oh, my God. So that was when I was in the reconnection.
How the hell did you do that?
Oh, my God. It was so funny. So after the reconnection that I went out with, the reconnection that I was in that class for, we got silly and we hung out at the hotel afterwards because it was at the Hyatt in Newport. So we hung out at the hotel afterwards, and I had a few drinks with me. It was pretty funny. And one of the girls that was there, she's like, oh, I plank. And I'm like, oh, I do too. She's like, I have a folder of it. And I go, mine's very creative. I don't know if you've done what I've done, but I will take you up on this. And so we showed each other's plank stuff, and we're like, let's plank. So we did, and it was funny because one of the things was so thin to balance on, the one chair that I was on, and it was hard because the boot, I don't think anyone realizes it's like almost 10 pounds.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's really heavy. So, and I have lost a lot of weight recently. Mm. I have no like muscle at all. It's like pathetic. I'm actually the size, believe it or not, I'm the size of when I took the magazine photos.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't have.
How long ago was that? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like that size now, but I don't have the muscle. Like my abs are there, but I feel like I don't have all the toning that I did.
You don't get to work out and shit.
Right, but I'm like, I got that tiny. So I'm like, oh, that's good, at least. So I really couldn't balance. It, like, made me fall. So it was really funny. Like, I was like, I got to use the abs for this, you know, and trying to balance it out on the side. And so it was pretty funny. But we did it, and it looks good, so.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, you guys are totally straight.
She was really fun. The whole crowd there was really fun. I had a blast with all the guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's funny. I think planking is the funniest thing. Some people don't get it, you know?
I think it's so fun. It's so fun. If you don't get it, you guys are retarded.
Yeah, I know. I need to start doing that.
Live life.
But you do need, like, strong ab muscles, huh? To do that. Because you have to pick up your legs.
It depends where you're doing it. I mean, you could just lay on a table that's blanking.
That's
true,
yeah.
So it really just depends in that sense.
Yeah, you just tend to get on all kinds of objects. So.
I like to be creative. I feel like, you know, why be boring?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's get creative with it. So,
sounds good, yeah. I know, I want to go to a party, too, and I decided someone told me, just don't put on a costume. I mean, they're not going to kick you out.
Everyone pretty much wears costumes. You're going to feel really stupid if you don't. It's a big deal. Just get one.
Maybe I'll just do, like, something like, you know,
walk into the Halloween shop. There's, like, Spirit of Halloween. They're everywhere. Everyone, if you don't wear a costume, they're going to be like, what are you doing? Yeah. Everyone wears costumes. Yeah. It's not like it's weird if you wear one. Everybody wears one.
I know, but if I wear one, I want it to be really cool, you know? And in order to do that, you got to make your own.
Kind
of put time into it.
Guys don't.
All these costumes are, like, so cheap looking.
The girls are the ones that put, like, some time into it. The guys don't give a shit. Yeah. They buy whatever in the damn store. And they
On. That's what I say. You know?
So just do it. Who cares?
I don't even want to. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do that. I just want to go to a party. I mean, they're fun, you know?
Yeah.
Halloween parties and stuff. There's this party that this guy throws, and he used to be a host here, and he's a friend. And he throws, like, 10 parties a year or something. The only problem is they're all the same. It's always the same food, the same fire dancers, you know, the same drinks, the same everything. But it's fun, you know. So so it's worth it, you know.
That's cool.
He always has, like, interesting things there. So so maybe I'll go after all. It's amazing how every time Halloween rolls by, it gets really cold, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, I mean, it's just like a few days ago we were dying of heat here.
And now it's like, but it's supposed to be warm again this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so Halloween's on the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? No, today's the 25th.
No, exactly. And I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. Is the internet working here?
Yeah, why? Is it not for you?
Yeah, I just find
the 31st is on Wednesday.
Is it? On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, we still have about 6 days, 7 days for the,
interesting.
Yes. So, you know, Halloween's coming, and we decorated here and stuff, you know. Put, like, a skeleton out there. Every time you walk by there, you think there's a person.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's right. I did notice that, and I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh, that's not a person.
I had to get it. I saw it in the store.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, we'll get, like, a ghoul or something.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of things happening. The elections are coming up. Are you registered already? I mean, I hope you are.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Except, you know what? It's like, it never really counts when we vote here in California. I mean, we're the last ones to be counted. And, you know, usually by that time, it doesn't really matter. And besides, everybody knows California votes Democrat, so they already know in advance what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't understand either. Why is California not split into two?
Why should
I mean, like, split? Because it's such a huge state.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I don't know. I guess, like, all the other states around the country, they're so tiny compared to us, besides Texas.
Right.
But it's like, it's a lot of, like, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. You know, that's true. But there's some things I like about California, you know?
And no, I'm just wondering how I'm talking about the election.
Yes,
how they split it.
Oh, I see. Split it in the election.
Yeah.
Oh. No, it doesn't work like that. I mean, you know, usually you have more population, you have more representation in the government, you know? But, yeah. So, you know, I mean, at least we've got, like, medical marijuana here. But I was reading, I mean, there's actually a cover article in Newsweek this week. And I was reading that some states are now going to vote for recreational use of marijuana, believe it or not. So, You know, I think if there's enough states doing that, finally the federal government is just going to give up.
You would think,
yeah.
Right?
I think eventually it's going to happen, you know, because there's just like, I mean, this shit's been demonized since the 30s, you mm-hmm. know. And there's no fucking reason for it. I don't get it. You know, people
right.
go in jail. People go to jail for a friggin' plant. I mean, give me a break. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, and I ran into this guy yesterday, and he's a former soldier, right? He mm-hmm. was in Iraq twice and all that. A young guy. I mean, he looked to me like in his early 20s. And, you know, he told me, he says, yeah, you know, I've got PTSD and all this shit. And he says, at least, when I smoke, it helps me a little
like,
bit.
I feel like, right.
Yeah. So it's like people like this. Why would you prohibit them from using, you know?
Right, exactly. I think that's ridiculous, too.
Yeah, if it helps them, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what the hell? You know, we send these soldiers out there. They come back and they're never the same, you know.
Right.
And he tells me, he says, it's so hard to get back into society, you know,
mm-hmm.
after all the death they see and all that. And the interesting thing that he says, I miss it, you know. And I figured he misses it because that's his life, you know. That's where his friends are. That's what he knows. That's what he's trained to do. I can't imagine missing being in war.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's their life.
Right.
You know?
God, I can't.
I know. It's like too bad, you know. And I told him, I said, you guys make quite a sacrifice for this country.
They really do.
You know, I mean,
do.
They sacrifice their life. They're not just their physical being, but their mental well-being,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they come back injured as far as that goes. And we don't seem to do enough for them.
No, I believe the same thing as well.
You know.
Did you watch the debate again the other day?
Yeah, I did.
It's like they keep changing, and it's like they keep arguing, and it's like, I don't
know,
it's just so ridiculous.
They argue about the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I don't know about this abortion thing, you know, I mean, people are like too concerned with that. I don't think anybody's going to reverse abortion, you know, I mean, they might, you know, I mean, the government might try to make it a little harder, but they're not going to, like, overturn this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure the majority of people are for abortion, you know.
Right.
And then, so that's one problem that the Republicans have, you know. And the thing is, you've got to, the thing is this. I think in every party, there's some things you don't agree with. And you've
got
to ask yourself, you know, I mean, is it worth it still to vote for this party or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, and, you know, besides these politicians, they tell you everything, you know. I mean, Obama also said he's going to reduce unemployment, but he didn't, you know. So Romney could be saying the same thing now and not be able to keep his promise. But,
right.
you know, at least give the man a chance, you know, I think he knows what he's talking about.
I agree.
But, you know, I mean, with all this, like, talk from the about rape from the Republicans and stuff, that sure doesn't help Romney, let me tell you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday this guy comes out, this Republican, and he says that rape is God's will. So, you know,
so
it doesn't warrant
what the fuck?
An abortion, you know. And I mean, there's no place for politics for this, you know. I mean, they're totally alienating the whole country with these statements, you know. I mean, I don't know what the fuck the problem is,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, and there, you know, there's an article here about a 12-year-old pregnant girl that who's hooked on heroin and looks like a walking skeleton. She arrived at the hospital, right? They found out that her father got her hooked on heroin so he could continue to rape her.
Oh, my God.
That's a 12-year-old, you
know. Oh, my God.
And that's the father. It's not even a stepfather or anything.
This
you
is
know?
Like, so what the fuck is wrong with people? Excuse
I don't know.
Language.
How?
Wow.
Yeah, how can people do this? I mean,
oh
well, what is it,
God.
You know? And, you know, I mean, when you see mothers killing their kids and stuff,
yeah,
you know,
I don't
it's
know what's
like,
going on with this messed up world.
If there was a way to qualify people for having kids or not, that would be good,
right.
you know? That would help. Some people should not have kids, but... Yeah, you have a 12-year-old, you know, she becomes pregnant. What? You gonna make her have the baby? I mean, come on.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Especially
I think just the delivery could probably kill her.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what
the
She's
God so tiny.
Is supposed to be what God wants. Like, are
yeah.
you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's not cool. Like,
yeah,
at
that's
all.
Not what God wants.
No.
That's what some evil people want.
And then this child comes into the world, and you're gonna hate that child forever
yeah.
because of the
yeah.
memory of whatever happened to you. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh
so, you know, I mean, the candidates are not really talking much about this, which is a good idea. But some Republicans are really ruining it for them. And these guys have to shut up about this rape thing, man. You know, it just gives an opening for Obama, you know.
Yeah.
He was on Jay Leno last night. I don't know if you
I didn't know.
You were aware that Air Force One and they helicoptered him to NBC.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they're all over the place, these people.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but Jay Leno, I mean, come on.
I like Jay Leno.
Yeah, no, he's cool. He's cool, but for the president to go there and he didn't have fucking time to meet world leaders, I mean, what the fuck is that, you know? That's the problems I'm having, but, you know, what are you going to do, man?
And then it's funny because someone was, like, posting yesterday on Facebook, they wrote, like, what about the other people that are running? And not that we care, because this is the biggest race with these two people, but who else is running? Like,
right.
Who are they even of anything, or... I'm just
you mean for Congress and stuff, or
for president?
Yeah. No, they're insignificant. I mean, I don't even know they'll get on the ballot. You
right.
know. Yeah. No, it's just bullshit. I mean, they're never gonna break this system of two parties. It's just too difficult. It's too entrenched in the
right.
system here. You know. And so then we're talking about pregnancy here. There's a story about a single mom who's trying to join the Air Force. And they accepted her until they discovered she's pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And
you can't be in the Air Force pregnant.
Well, maybe you can, but they're putting the emphasis on a single parent. They're saying that they don't welcome single parents. You know, they forbid single parents from enlisting.
Okay, that's really weird.
But you know what? I think it's not weird, because the thing is, there's got to be at least one parent with the kids. You know, you can't send them on active duty... And worry that the kids don't have a parent.
But don't they have... Right, I understand what you're saying. But don't they have, like daycares and stuff there? Because I don't know.
But this is more than daycare.
Like, single parent isn't, like, she's not married and, like, the husband is dead, passed away, gone, or no contact with him, or, like, he's around, they're just not together.
Well, we don't know that, but they consider her a single parent. Look,
because
I will
say... My girlfriend, you know, her father was very high up in ranking or whatever at the Army and whatnot back in the day. And they were both single parents separately. Mm. And he was actually they might have been in the military first and then got divorced. But still, I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. I know that they've got so many programs inside the Army and military and whatnot.
Right.
Like, I know they have so many programs to, like, watch the kids, especially if you live on base.
Right.
So that's bullshit.
Mm. I don't know, man. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me, you know, and for the sake of the kids, you know, I mean, I don't know that it's a good thing. And remember, I mean, they don't always get to be on the base, you know. I mean, what if they get stationed somewhere? They can't, like, you know, start going, oh, you have kids, so, you know, or you're pregnant and we can't do this.
I mean, I don't agree with her being pregnant. I think that she needs to go into it, you know, like, after the pregnancy.
Right.
But I am saying, like... you know, there's wherever you're stationed, you're on a base, wherever it is. And there's, you know, unless you're in, like, Iraq or something, you don't really want
exactly.
a child there.
What if they send
but
her overseas?
But people do have their children there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But usually, I think when it's a family, though, you know, where the mother takes care of the kids. I don't know, man.
No, I know there's daycares.
Obviously, it's controversial,
know.
You know. I'm just trying to see their point, but... at the same time, you know, she was a military kid and her father was proud of her and everything. So I guess this was kind of unexpected and it sucks. You know, I mean, I can understand the disappointment, but at the same time, maybe she should have done some research beforehand. I don't know. You know, you don't just get pregnant when you're going into the Army without knowing what you're up against.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know, man.
No, and I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I just know that there's programs like... other people that I know have been in them, so... But then she's retarded if she's like... You know, is it because she's pregnant and she knows the military will pay for it? Is that what she was trying to do?
I don't know, but I don't think they care about that.
Yeah.
I don't think they care about that. I don't think it has to do with money, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so you have an iPad. Did you hear that the iPad Mini came out yesterday?
Someone was talking about it yesterday, and, like, how small is the iPad Mini? I'm just wondering.
It's like it's a 7.9-inch screen. It's smaller than the one now, but it's slightly bigger than other tabs, other tablets. How large is yours?
Yours
has got to be like 10 inches or 9.
It's like half the size of this. Yeah. Right? So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you have a 15-inch monitor on your laptop. I think those are like maybe 9 or maybe 11 inches or something like that.
Okay.
But this one is less than 8. And, you know, but what I don't understand, it's funny because my son made this observation and I wrote it on Facebook. But it was his thought. He says, look, when the iPhone 5 came out, everybody rushed to get a bigger screen. Now the iPad mini comes out, everybody rushes to get a smaller screen, you know? So it's like nobody's ever happy, you know? It's like whatever Apple comes up with, that's what we're going to use, you know? But, you know, I mean, I don't see the use for it. It's still, and it's very expensive. It's like the price starts at $330, whereas comparable tablets are about $200. Like I have the Kindle. I can do just about anything on that the iPad can do.
Really?
You know, yeah.
And you have apps and everything on there too?
Oh, yeah. You have apps because it's an Android operating system. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
so and it's like so much cheaper, so you might as well just do that, right?
Yeah, it's $200. And, you know, it's especially if you like to read and you buy from Amazon, which I do.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense, you know, but you can do anything with it. There's email, there's internet, there's, you know, you can use Skype apps, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, to spend this kind of money, man, I don't get it. And some people are actually going to trade in their bigger iPad for a smaller one, you know. That's after they probably stood in line for days
to get
the previous one. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just that Apple products seem to do that to people, you know, and it's amazing. I mean, you can't buy this with money, the cool factor.
Cool
that
factor.
Apple has, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, go and compare this now to Microsoft. They're coming out with Windows 8, and as we know, Windows is used on most computers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But Microsoft has been losing market share because tablets are coming out now, and so they don't make as many PCs as they used to, you know, computers. So Microsoft decided that they're going to embrace the tablet craze. And they're going to release Windows 8, I think, tomorrow. It's going to be announced or released. And they are, but they changed it drastically. I mean, this operating system now will be able to be used on tablets, too. So just imagine you trying to use Windows on a regular computer, and it's built for touchscreen, and it's going to be kind of like, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, doubts about it.
That is really, exactly.
And they're taking a big risk on here. But let me tell you, though, because if they don't, they probably stand to lose a lot of money.
Right.
So what they did also is they came out with their own tablet now. It's called the Slate. And it's a bigger tablet, actually. I think it's bigger than the iPad, too. And it's actually got a keyboard that opens, it's like a cover, you know, it's got a cover. When you open it, it becomes kind of a thin keyboard, which is kind of cool.
Interesting. That's kind of, I did see like a commercial on that, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, typing on the iPad is hard, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a phone, you kind of do it like you text and stuff. But on the iPad, you know, you try to put your fingers like you would on a keyboard. It's really hard.
Right.
You know, that's one of the reasons I'm not getting it.
When you're
one.
Like,
yeah, how do you type on it? But the Slate looks pretty good, and it's going to have Windows 8 in it. And, I'm just curious to see how they're going to do here, you know, because they're risking a lot on this, a lot. I mean, Windows hasn't really changed drastically since 1995, if you can believe that.
Wow.
You know, it's like almost 20 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I can't wait to see that. I'm a nerd, you know. I mean, I'm a geek in that way. And I like all computer stuff, so I always follow that and see what's going on. And,
but I think people like hearing about that, too, because it is kind of...
Yeah, I mean, because it touches everybody's life, you know. I mean, everybody uses either Windows or Apple or, you know, and or tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And so it touches everybody's lives when these things happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but their tablet is pretty expensive, although, you know, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff in it. But it looks pretty good, and we'll see. Usually I like to try things before they come out, but Windows 8 kind of scares me. I don't know. We'll wait and see.
I don't know what's happened recently. It's like I did some update or something in my computer, and so my Firefox, the back button doesn't work anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't ever work. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, this is really crazy and creepy weird. But
Wow. Yeah,
it's really
annoying. Is it opening like new tabs every time you click on
opens
something?
Opens new tabs, it just won't let me go backwards. Like I have to, like,
well, if it opens a new tab, then, I mean, when you click on something, Does it go to a new tab or does
right?
It
but if I can't
page?
Go backwards, like if I don't like if I hit Google and I right. search for something and I click on a link and I don't right. like that link and I want right. to go back to
it
the Google
won't
search.
It won't work, huh?
No.
Wow.
It's really weird.
I'll take a look at it because I have a feeling maybe when you click it opens a new tab and when it opens a new tab you can't hit the back button because
yeah.
it's the first page in that tab.
Right.
But yeah, I'll take a look. I don't mind, you know.
Very weird.
Yeah. I know, I'm getting all kinds of shit on Firefox, too. I downloaded this program and then installed this, changed my homepage, changed my search engine.
And you hate that shit.
And
like,
I can't change it back. I uninstalled the fucking program and it still does it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's irritating, man. You got to be careful of what stuff you download,
right.
you know. It's too much shit out there.
No, I agree because it's like you don't know what the hell. But,
yeah.
So anyway, Halloween-y. I'm really excited for Halloween.
Yeah.
I just wanted to rub that in again. Super excited for Halloween.
Why don't you go trick-or-treating?
I thought about it.
Yeah?
Don't tempt me. I need to be a kid again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They'll see you're a grown woman. They'll give you condoms instead of candy.
Fine. Clearly, I'm going to need them now. Might as well be a whore. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the hardest thing is like the fact that I'm so hurt. I normally I would just go and play the field. I don't really want to do that. I'm actually really so hurt and disgusted that I'm going to go out and I'm going to go on dates and whatnot. But I don't.
Right.
I can't even hook up with anyone. I can't. I'm not there.
Yeah, give yourself some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till you meet the next nice guy and you'll forget about everything.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
If it's in the cards, it'll happen for you.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. And did you know the Statue of Liberty was undergoing renovations? For the past year, it's been closed. I didn't realize that. So they're opening it up. They're saying there's going to be like wheelchair access now. They'll be able... wheelchairs will be able to go up all the way to the observation deck and stuff. I didn't realize that they couldn't before.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Is there not like an elevator in there? Do you think people have to take the stairs? They're saying there's a new staircase to ease access, but yeah. I can't imagine you'd walk up the whole thing without an elevator. I can't imagine.
I don't.
It's pretty tall.
Yeah, that it's like... Well, I know people have done it, though. That's the thing. I remember,
yeah.
like, when I was younger in class, I didn't do it. But a lot of people back, like, when I was growing up, walked up there. I don't know if there's an elevator.
Yeah.
And that would be really scary if there was, because that's a lot of pressure all the way up at the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
How long
would it take to climb on that thing, for crying out loud?
I don't know.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're saying after September 11, the inside of the statue was not open for 3 years until 2004. Wow. Yeah, you see, it talks about visitors able to climb the stairs again. So, yeah, there you go. There's no elevator. Yeah. There probably were no elevators when they brought this to the United States, wouldn't you say? Probably.
Well, yeah. I don't know. The Otis elevator. When did they bring it to the United States?
A long time ago. I mean, you know, from France. Wasn't it when we became independent or maybe a little bit after that or something? But, yeah, I mean, it's a good couple hundred years maybe.
Really?
No?
Let's find out. I'm going to find out.
Maybe 100 years.
Because the
Otis
elevator, I feel like, was in, like, 1800s. Like, I want to say, like, mid-18. Oh, I looked it up.
Yeah.
First safe elevator, 1853.
That's the first elevator?
Yep.
But not in...
Alicia Graves Otis invented the first safety brakes for elevators in 1852. The first safe elevator in 1853.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what did elevators look like in the 1800s, for crying out loud?
A box, a lift. I mean,
yeah. Somebody was pulling you up
though.
With ropes.
They had lifts before that, yeah. That's really fucking funny.
Yeah. But no, I think the Statue of Liberty is just steps. Yeah. Well... Yeah, I don't think I could make it to the top then.
That would be really creepy.
Yeah, what happens to people that are not in shape? What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Pregnant women, kids. I don't know. I find it hard to find, to believe. But, you know, what do we know? We're in L.A. We don't know shit about
right.
New York.
I know. No, I'm like, I kind of miss New York.
Yeah.
I really do.
New York is cool, huh? Did you actually live there for a while?
Yeah, I did. I did before I moved to North Carolina.
Where did you live? What part of town?
In the city.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you able to get a nice place to stay? I mean, it's really expensive there.
Yeah, I actually split rent. It was, there were like four of us in this like place. And it was crazy, but it was good.
It's probably small, huh?
Yeah, it was really small.
I don't know how people can live like that, but they do.
Yep. Yep. But it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. My sister lives in Brooklyn now, and she just loves it. So.
Yeah.
And I do miss it.
Yeah, New York is cool. I don't know that I could live there. I love visiting, though. You know, mm-hmm. It's a happening place. But, yeah, it's just I think it's too crowded for my taste. I don't know. You know, if I had to live there every day and take the subway and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't I mean, we get spoiled here in L.A.
Yeah.
Car culture and that, you know. Have you heard that? Have you seen that video, the Gangnam Style thing?
What?
That Korean guy, Gangnam Style.
No.
You haven't heard of it?
No.
It only got like a billion views on YouTube. Everybody's talking about it.
What? Yeah. What is it?
I'm going to have to bring it up for you.
All right,
I was going to do it in advance, but I figured you must have heard it already, you know? It seems like everybody has. But,
no.
Yeah, you should see. Actually, I mean, the song is stupid, but I guess it's the dancing that gets people... all riled up about it. Let's see. Psy performs. Where is it? Okay. Gangnam Style. It's in Korea. Nobody understands it. Okay, well, I can't wait until this thing starts. The beginning.
I was like, no, but I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Fast forward to it.
Well, you'll have to, you know what? Do it after the show, because you need to watch the video too.
Oh.
It's so stupid, you know. So the song sort of like came out of nowhere, and already got like a billion views on YouTube. Yeah. You know, it's funny because these people, they never plan to really make a breakthrough like this. They, you know, I can't imagine this guy in his wildest dream. Thought that this would catch on in the, you know, in the entire world.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I know.
And so it's a made up song?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a made up song. I mean, the guy wrote it, you know, he's taking it seriously, I think.
Oh, it's like a real song, it's not a parody.
Yeah. No, it's a real song.
Okay.
Gangnam Style.
What the fuck? That is really funny.
I don't know.
Really funny.
Yeah. There's also a video here. They're not writing much about it, but I guess a Nigerian model was lured by Facebook guys.
What?
And this is in Nigeria. So apparently she was stalked by a couple guys. Now, if she's stalked, I don't understand why she actually went to meet them. They told her they were going to help her with her business and everything. So she went to another town there, and they killed her.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got to be careful with these, you know, especially Nigeria. I don't know what's going on in that country, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every time I'm on Facebook, a message pops up with some chick I would never in a million years know that existed. And it's like, hi, how you doing? Hi, handsome, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. You know, and they all try all these scams, and I'll bet you most of them are not even women. You know, it's just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, you got to be very careful, man. I mean, all these emails, scams that, do you sometimes get like emails where a friend gets hacked and it says, you know, I'm in London and I'm stuck without money and sending money and shit, you know. I don't know who falls for that, but I've heard some people actually fall for it and send money.
What?
Know? I mean, if your friend gets stuck in London, you're not going to get an email like
right.
that.
Right, no, no way.
I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Wow. People are crazy.
People
man.
Are crazy.
Yeah.
Do
you know who Ann Coulter is? That blonde.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, long hair, blonde. She's a Republican activist or whatever, pundit. And she always gets criticized for everything that she says, you know. And I personally can't stand her. And she tweeted that President Obama is a retard.
Wow.
Now, you know, the thing is this. Yes, we have freedom of speech here, but, you know, like your president or not, he is the president. You know, you got to give him a little bit of respect. And this woman's way out there, man. She's totally out of control.
Wow.
So, yeah, just for people that that think, you know, that Republicans just stick to all Republicans, it doesn't happen that way, man.
No.
You know?
Not always.
Yeah. You got to be able to criticize your own people, too.
No, and I agree with that. I criticize everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I'm fair. I'm just saying, like, you know, I but I'm not either side because I feel so strongly about so many topics that right. are on both sides. So I'm very in the middle. But I will let you know if yeah. I think you're wrong or if that's not right or, yeah. you know, I'll stand up for it. It doesn't matter what side you're on.
Yeah, she's just got a big mouth, man.
Yeah.
All right, Brigetta, thanks. Thanks for being here, as always.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.